Today, Soft Rock Warm 101.3, and every week at this time, we share the warmth with another local organization who, well, we like to shine a little light on it to see what they're doing, and maybe we can help them do it a little better. And this morning, we're speaking with one of the founders of Push Physical Theater. It's Darren Stevenson. He and his wife, Heather, have founded Push Physical Theater 20 years ago. Good morning, Darren.
Hey there, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay, except for this. I don't know if your listeners will have heard, but there's been a global pandemic going on for the last year.
I've heard about
it. In my house, I haven't brushed my teeth. I'm not wearing pants. It's awful. I'm sorry.
Me neither. I haven't left my house, and I'm not wearing pants either. We got something in common already. Look at that.
But you're brushing your teeth, right?
Please. Yeah, I'm brushing my teeth.
Okay, good.
So, Push Physical Theater. This is your 20th anniversary, so you've lasted through 20 years. What does Push Physical Theater do?
Well, on stage, we are pretty acrobatic. We throw each other around, climb on each other. We're like rock climbers, except instead of climbing rocks, we're climbing people. But what we do in the community is an awful lot of working with at-risk youth, working with seniors. There are all kinds of people who are marginalized for one reason or another, who have these amazing stories, and they either don't know how to tell them or nobody's listening. And one of the things that we'd love to do is bring those stories out. If you can take a couple of young kids that are having different, you know, because of trauma in their life, they're having difficulty trusting each other, difficulty connecting. If you can help them to connect physically, if you can help them to do something acrobatic, like if you can help a kid lift another kid, they're like, well, this is pretty cool. And that then leads on to sort of metaphorically lifting each other as well. So that's what we do.
So now, how does someone become, I guess, an actor athlete at your theater? Is that...
Yeah, you could. Yeah, absolutely. The people that work with us have a background in acting, or they are acrobats or gymnasts, or they're dancers. They come to us from the circus, from other dance companies, from college.
You work with the Fringe Fest?
Yeah, I'm actually on the board for the Fringe Festival, and then, of course, Push, we're, you know, we do a show every year at it as well. In fact, this year is the first time we did a digital show, so we did an all-video show.
If people want to help out your organization, I'm going to guess pushtheater.org is the best place to go to?
It's the place to go, and in fact, we're doing on the February 26th, Heather, my wife, and the artistic director, and we both still perform, even though we're getting older and it hurts a lot more than it used to. We're still on stage. And so what we're doing on February 26th is we're doing on Zoom, and you can get a ticket for a donation of $20 or less. There are people, we get it, that are in difficult times financially. And what we're doing is an evening where we're kind of showing behind the scenes in Push, sort of what we do to get a show to the stage and what we do to live out a creative life. This thing is called Adventures in Creative Living.
Well, we appreciate all you're doing, and we're going to see if we can't get people to go to pushtheater.org, hit the donate button, keep doing what you're doing. Darren Stevenson, Push Physical Theater, thank you so much, and continued good luck. I guess break a leg. I don't want to say that to an athlete, but
yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little awkward.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks, Christy.
Thank you.
All righty. If there's an organization you would like us to shed a light on, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth with them on Warm 101.3.